St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church Podcast. This podcast comes from our own Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr., titled Comfort to be Comforting. But before we get to Pastor, I would like to say to Mother Thelma Myers that we love you and that we're going to miss you. I hope you enjoy this podcast and be blessed.
You. God, and also for your mercy. God, we thank you for allowing us into your sanctuary one more time, allowing us into your presence, God, one more time. Even now, God, as we come, we pray that you meet us in this place, meet us in our houses, on our jobs, oh Lord God, meet us, oh Lord God, even on the internet, Father God, that your word may go forth and you may be glorified. Father, even now we come that you would speak a word to us today. We ask God that you would open our hearts, our minds, oh Lord God, that we can fellowship with one another and fellowship with your sweet Holy Spirit this day. We tell you thank you, Lord God, for all things. We bless you and we ask it in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, into your hand we commend these services in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 If you would come with me very quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And when you're there, we're going to look at verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And when you have it, if you're on Facebook, just let us know by just saying amen. Amen. And these words you find in verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen. Father, we ask now that you just touch our hearts, our minds, that we may be able to preach and proclaim your word. God, touch all of our ears, God, that we can hear your word, and open our heart that we may receive your word, that we, God, may be comforted and we may comfort somebody else, and we may know, God, that you are the God of all comfort, Father God. We tell you thank you, and we ask now, Lord God, for you to strengthen this, your child, your servant, that I can preach and proclaim this word in a manner that's well-pleasing to you and understanding to these people. And I pray, God, even as your word go out on these airways, oh Lord God, that somebody's lives would be touched. Someone may be saved. Someone may be delivered. Someone may be set free. Someone may be snatched out of the jaws of the lion, God. We ask that you do it, oh Lord God, all that you may be glorified, Father God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake we do pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and God keep you. Amen. Here we see where Paul addresses the church of God, which is at Corinth. He's not speaking to the church of today, which may have that same name, but his word, it speaks to all of the churches which are established upon the foundation of Christ. We find Christ, he speaks to Peter over in Matthew, and he says, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." I say that for clarity, that everyone would know that this word of God is not applicable to one church, but is applicable to all of the churches, all of the believers in Jesus Christ. Now, if you're establishing something in some other name, it's not for you, but it can change you. But Paul, during his walk with the Lord, he endured his share of tribulations, and he received needed comfort from the Lord. And church, as we journey along this life, amen, we're going to have our share of troubles, we're going to have our share of tribulations, but we know that we can be comforted, amen. Now, contrary to what some may believe, they think that God allows them to go through various troubles and trials and tribulation, that he can raise them up to some other level. Amen. I was speaking to a young minister the other day, and we both agreed like we're trying to find out what those levels are. Because I've read in the Word, and I have not found where God is taking you to another level. Amen. Amen. So church folk, amen, stop looking for another level and start looking, having a deeper relationship with God. But as a result of all of the trials and the tribulations that Paul had, Paul always received the needed comfort that he needed from the Lord. Amen. As a result, he would bless God and he gave comfort to others. Key thing here, amen, he blessed God and he gave comfort to others. Amen. During their troubles today, we would say, amen, that we are paying it forward. Amen. Amen. We're paying it forward. That's all right, amen, as long as you're blessing the name of God. Paul needed comfort for his much preaching, amen, Christ, because with him preaching Jesus Christ, and am crucified, that brought trouble his way. Amen. Paul wasn't talking about the troubles he got in of himself. Amen. He's talking about he got in trouble because he preached Christ. Amen. Nevertheless, he received the comfort in abundance, and because he was blessed abundantly, amen, he was willing to share by comforting other folk. Amen. His comfort, regardless of whose hands it came, amen, was attributed back to Christ. For if our hope for help is only in this world, church, I would say his own words, amen, that we're men most miserable, amen. But we're comforted, amen, that we can comfort somebody. Amen. We're comforted that we may comfort somebody. And as the thought is, comforted to be comforting, amen. This morning, I would like to highlight just a couple of points for you. Firstly, I'm going to talk to you about blessing God. Amen. That is a very crucial part of our walk with the Lord. Secondly, we'll talk to you on the thought, amen, the God of all comfort. And the final 2 points, amen, is our tribulation and also those in trouble. But blessing God, amen, blessing God. Amen. Our writer, amen, of this letter to the church at Corinth, he began his writings to the churches with the giving of praise to God. It was not uncommon to find in the midst of Paul's letters, him addressing the church or personal issues of believers, that he would venture off into a doxology, which is nothing more than a praise to God. Amen. He didn't do like some of us, amen, wait until Sunday morning service, amen, wait until the Sabbath day, amen, to have a doxology, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And through the week when we're going through troubles and trials and tribulations, ups and downs, we can't find a praise in our heart anyway, amen. But Paul, even in the midst of writing his letters, he would often, amen, venture off, amen, and give a doxology, amen, which is only an expression of praise to God. He would carry out the mood, amen, of the writer in Psalm 34 and 1 when he says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continually be in my mouth. Amen. Church, amen, no matter where we find ourselves, we should be willing to give God some praise. Amen. Regardless, amen, if we're in church, amen, if you're at home, amen, if you're in the midst of a place near the bunch of heathens, a bunch of folk who don't believe who God is, amen, don't allow them to stop you from blessing and praising the name of the Lord. Oftentimes, amen, we find, amen, we'll say, amen, like Jeremiah, amen, God is like a fire, amen, he shut up in my bones, amen, just won't leave me alone, amen, and then we're ready to get our praise on, amen, we're ready to bless the name of God, but in doing so, amen, we'll find out, amen, that the fire trucks came, amen, and the water came and quenched the fire that we had. Why? Because maybe your fire ain't genuine, amen. But when find out, amen, you have that relationship with God and you see that God is comforting you, amen, no matter where you are, amen, you ain't going to let nobody put your fire, amen. You're going to bless and praise the name of the Lord. People of God must come to that place, amen, no matter where we are, situations, moods, expressions, amen, be it we're around believers or non-believers, amen, we have to remember, amen, that we are the light, amen. And how do you let your light shine, amen? By blessing the name of God. What do you mean, brother preacher, amen? Every now and then, amen, we'll find folk, amen, they're doing a lot of good deeds, and they say they're doing their good deeds to let their light shine. But how many know, amen, there's folk who are doing good deeds and sometimes better deeds than you who don't know the Lord, amen? So are they letting their light shine? No, they don't have the light in them, amen. Jesus, he is the light, amen. And we say he's the light that shineth within me, amen. Therefore, amen, you got to bless God in order to let your light shine, amen. So Paul finds himself, amen, venturing off, amen, into this praise of God, amen. Why he's doing it, amen, he's still trying to comfort those who are in need, amen. You may not always know who has a need, amen. You may not always know who has a need of a word from the Lord. You yourself as a believer may not be able to quote the word from Genesis to Revelation. You may not even be able to quote the 23rd Psalm, but you know that you've been covered by the blood of Jesus, and you know that you got a praise down on the inside, and you're going to allow your doxology to flow out, amen. Be it a hymn, a song, if it's a spiritual psalm, amen, you're going to allow it to flow out, amen. What do you mean, brother? Every now and then, God will send somebody your way, and as a result of you having been comforted by the Lord, you need to comfort somebody. You may not know that you need to do so, but because, amen, God sparks that song up in you. He sparks, amen, that scripture up in you, amen. You let it out, you belt it out, amen, like you're blessing God. And they'll come back later on and say, my brother, my sister, you gave me some good comfort on that day when you gave me that word. Amen. God don't always let you know who you're comforting. So stop running around, amen. Talking about what work you're doing for the Lord and how you're blessing God once you become a busybody and getting folk business and think you got to deliver them out of what they're going through. You can't deliver nobody. The only thing you can deliver, amen, is a word from the Lord if you got God on the inside. And you can do that, amen, just by blessing the name of God. Too many of us, amen, we're trying to find out what's going on with somebody while you're down today, while you're looking funny today, while you ain't dressed where you normally dress, so you can give them a word. But if you take the time, amen, and spend some time with the Lord and getting to know the Lord for yourself, when God wants you to give a word, you'll give a word. And you stop trying to find a place to give a word. The Lord talking to somebody this morning, church. The word coming from the Lord may be your doxology in the midst of a general conversation. It may not be a quotation, as I said, of scripture. I mean, though your doxology, your praise, and your blessing to God is rooted in the word, it's clothed and covered, amen, by the blood of Christ, and is filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you have a relationship with the Most High God. Paul, he was able to bless God at all times, as did King David, because they had come to know God as the God of all comfort. Amen. You've got to have that relationship with God, and you got to know God, amen, not just based on what the word says. You got to have that time where you've been through some troubles, some trials, some tribulations, some ups, some downs, some headaches, some sleepless night, amen. And your only comfort, amen, it didn't come, amen, from your boo, from your husband, your mommy, your daddy, but it only came from the Lord, amen. That's where you got to get your comfort at, amen. He is the great consolator, amen. But Paul, he was able to bless God, amen, at all times. Because as I told you, Paul had his share of troubles. He had his share of being chased. And every now and then, amen, he wasn't chased by those who didn't know the Lord. He was chased by those who say they had a relationship with God. Can I get a witness, somebody? Every now and then, amen, your persecution comes from those not without, but those who are within. But they know the Lord. But they know the Lord. But Paul had his share of troubles. But Paul had his share of being consoled and comforted by God. As a result, Paul knew the God of all comfort, and Paul knew that God would have him preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, one, for the saving of somebody, but two, for the delivering of somebody else, amen, and the comfort of somebody else. Some folk need to be saved. Some folk need to be delivered. Some folk already saved and delivered, but they need some comfort. Every now and then, if you're a believer in God, help me out, Elijah, you need the comfort of God. That's what you need. And then God has a way, amen, of using people, amen, places and things, amen, in order, amen, to give you the comfort that you need. When Elijah ran, God sent a little raven down to him, amen. And God would do the same thing for you if you know him as the God of all comfort. And not only, amen, a Sunday morning God. See, some of you, amen, you don't get a relationship with God until Sunday morning comes. That's why y'all sing that song, When Sunday Comes. But you got to have a Sunday every single day of your life, amen. You got to have that doxology, that praise every single day of your life if you know God as a God of all comfort. Take a thought just for a minute, amen. What do you mean the God of all comfort? No matter what your situation, no matter how big, how small, amen, how good, how bad it is, you know that God's going to comfort you through everything. Bid you got yourself in trouble? Or you got in some trouble for God because you preach the word like Paul. God will comfort you, he will keep you, and he will guide you. Paul, as well as David, amen, they knew God as the great I am. They knew him, amen, as a keeper of their soul, amen, and the captain of their salvation, amen. And amen, they knew that God would keep them in any and every situation. But many of us, we're not looking for comfort from the Lord. We're looking for a comfort from somebody else. And it's not by somebody coming and giving you an encouraging word. You're looking for that stroke, that pat, amen, that lifting up, amen, that building yourself up. That's not it. Paul, every time he tried to build somebody up, every time he comforted them, amen, he gave them a word that was going to have them turn their attention over to the Lord. Why? Because he knew, amen, it wasn't him that was doing the comforting, amen. It was a God on the inside of him. And every now and then, your light, amen, you got to let God be seen, amen. Allow yourself, amen, to be brought down that God may be lifted up. John says, amen, I must decrease that he increase, amen. That's how you can comfort somebody. Amen. Paul, he would often have troubles on every single side. No matter where he turned, he had trouble. Hey, some of you may be able to identify with, amen. You turn to your family and your friend, and there's trouble. You turn to your coworkers, there's trouble. And then you lose your mind and you're going to turn to the world. And God said, amen, you can't put your hand to the plow and look back. So when you turn to the world, there's still trouble. There's no comfort anyway, amen. Paul had his share. Paul said, amen, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. Amen. If you belong to God and you know God as your God of all comfort, amen, you can be cast down, but you know, amen, you will not be destroyed. Though they slay me. Woo! Through all of that we go through, church, we must know without a shadow of a doubt that God is and God will take care of us. No matter how we feel, how emotions get in the way, and then we forget about God, and all of a sudden it's like medicine. Anyone take any vitamin? Amen. Take anything for your situation? Amen. Many of us do. Amen. You're fine. Amen. If you sit back, if you put that little pill in, I tried it this morning. I took my little vitamin C. Amen. I'm a little multivitamin. I'm a calcium and stuff in it. And when I put it in my mouth, amen, Brother Walter, I let it sit there for a little while. And all of a sudden it started tasting nasty. And it sat there a little while longer, and it got nasty, amen, and it got stronger, amen. But I remember yesterday when I took, there was no taste at all, because I put it in my mouth, and I swallowed it down, amen. And it got down in the belly and did the work that it needed to do. See, too many times, amen, we will sit back and look at all that we're going through, and we'll dwell on it, we'll contemplate it, we'll flip it over, we'll turn it around and look, amen. And in doing so, we take our mind off of God. But if we would take our medicine like we're supposed to, amen, we would be looking at God, flipping his word upside down, and our troubles seem to just go away. He is a God of all comfort, church. Not saying you won't have troubles, for Christ told us, amen, that in this world you would have some troubles. But when something invades our space, when something invades our line, just like Paul, we got to know, amen, that it may crush us, but it's not going to destroy us. It may persecute us, but God will not forsake us. The Word of God lets us know that there's nothing that can separate us from his love. No matter what we go through, amen, we got to remember, amen, no matter how we feel, no matter our mood, amen, no matter our temper, amen, God is still right there with us, and he loves us, amen. When the bitterness, when it surrounds you, when the bitterness is all around you, church, what I implore you to do is not let that bitterness get in your heart, because it will take root. It's okay to have some things that bother you, but take those things to the Lord in prayer, and God will comfort you, amen, with his word. Why? He says, greater is he that is in me than he that is within the world, amen. So the God that you have on the inside, he's bigger than any of the problems, church, that you're going through. No matter how you feel, don't allow it to invade your heart. One can come to the place by knowing who you are. You got to know that you're a child of God. Know who you belong to. You belong to the Most High God, and know that he is going to take care of you. You belong to God. You belong to the God of all comfort. And no matter your trials, your tribulation, your ups, your downs, whatever you're faced with, you need not forget that the God of all comfort, amen, he will bless you if you continue to bless him through every single thing. And it will carry you through whatever your tribulation is. Our tribulations, they come in this world. We have them. You're going to have them. They're not going to go anywhere. Christ told us, as long as you're in this world, you're going to have troubles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. But he tells us to be of good comfort. Be of good cheer. Why? Because he's already overcome the world. That means no matter what comes your way in the world, Christ is your remedy. He can, he will bring you through. How do you know, preacher? Been through a few things. And I know only by the grace of God that I come through them. I know some folk down in the Word who've been through some things and God brought them through. Amen. I know some folk in this world who've been down and counted out, but God lifted them up. Amen. God picked them up out of the muck. God picked them up out of the miry clay and he placed their feet on a solid ground. And God will do the same thing for you. You're going to have some tribulations. Here's the blessing. He said, there is no temptation. And we attribute tribulation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted. He would not even suffer you to be tried. Beyond that you're able, but will with temptations also make a way of escape. We find our way out, amen, our exit door, our safety point, amen, is Christ Jesus, amen. Him crucified, him alone, he bare all of our sins, amen, and we can do all things through Christ. God said, I will not give you more than you can handle. Don't think it's time for you to give up. Don't think it's time for you to turn around. It's time for you to turn to God and bless God while you're going through your trials, while you're going through your tribulations. He says again, these things I've spoken unto you. This is Christ. That you may have peace. John 16 and 33, Jesus says, these things have I spoken unto you that you might have peace. One more time, he says, these things have I spoken to you that you might have peace. In this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Whatsoever you're dealing with, whatsoever your tribulation, whatsoever your trial, Christ has already given you the victory, and it's in him. Our tribulation, church, they're going to come. But once again, take that final closing thought that Christ says, be of good cheer. As Paul, when he was going through, what did he do? He blessed God. David, when he was going through, he looked around. He saw all that was going on. And what did he do? He blessed God. Look at the Hebrew boys in the first. What did they do? They blessed God. Look at Daniel. He blessed God. Look at Moses. He blessed God. And God showed up every single time. God will show up for us, church. He will comfort us, amen, if we take the time to bless him. Take your mind off of your situation and bless the name of God. But notice, we find that Paul was relieved and he was comforted. And he found that even though he had the trials and the tribulations, there were some folk who had some troubles. Those folk who had some troubles, Paul found that it was his responsibility to comfort them. We, church, have to comfort one another. We find, amen, this world is not going to give us any comfort. It may give us some temporary solace and we may think that we're doing okay, but we're not. We have to trust in the Lord. So what does he do? He says this here. He keeps his mind stayed on Jesus, and in keeping his mind stayed on Jesus, Christ would keep him in perfect peace. Notice Paul was one man, but he comforted many folk. Some of those very apostles who wanted to throw him out, he comforted them. He encouraged them. Some of those same church folk who said, oh, I'm not of you. I want Apollos. I'm of this one. He comforted them. He comforted all of them. What? Not his own words, not his own wisdom. And he didn't even brag about what he had done. He said, if any man boasts, let him do it in the Lord. He comforted them with the word of the Lord. Once again, I tell you, you may not know the word from front to back, but if you've got a relationship with God and God has brought you through something, Listen good, if God has brought you through something, don't you get in the mind of the world saying, God brought me through this, he brought me through that, so he can do this, that. No, God brought you through that you can let somebody know, amen, that God is so good, he would do the same thing for them that he did for you. Don't become so arrogant and high-minded. Think that God has blessed you because you're so good. For when you were yet dead in your sins, that's when God died for you. But he's comforting and bringing you through that you may be a comfort to somebody else. Think, if you will, and don't get the word twisted. What if you had someone who had never been through anything at all? Many folks say, what can they tell me? They can't tell you nothing. But maybe I haven't been through what you've been through, but I can tell you that God brought me through. Maybe you ain't been through what they've been through, but you can tell them that God brought you through. You may not know how God has done all that, or how God's going to bring them through, but you know if they trust in the Lord, amen, and lean not to their own understanding, that God would lead them and guide them in the right way. We don't have to have all the answers, but we have to have the answer which is in Christ Jesus. Once again, we have our very being in Christ, but we are kept, we are delivered that we may help someone else be kept and delivered also. But church, you have been blessed by God. You have been blessed by God. You've been comforted by God. So now you need to bless God, and you need to bless God by telling someone else what God can do for them. Don't pour water on a man who's drowning. Don't sit back here and add fire to fire. Amen. Don't put salt on the wound of those who are laying down and wallowing in a bunch of mess. What you need to do is say, baby, you can get on up from there. You can count on God. He's going to see you through this thing. I've been there. I've done that. I know that God will bring you through. Notice what happens in Acts with the apostles. Paul has been persecuted. He's been tormented. They stoned him, hit him on the head, knocked him out. They left him for dead. What did the apostles do? They came and they picked him up. And they brought him in. God raised him up. That's what you do when you find your brother out, amen, and down. I don't care how he got there. Maybe they're mourning, amen. Maybe they're grieving, amen. Maybe they're hurting, amen, because they've done something, amen, and their soul, amen, have been tortured and tormented because of what they've done. How you got to do is still comfort them. I don't care if you think they need it or they deserve it or not. You're not God. God's I'm the God of all comfort. And if God died for you and me, amen, why were we yet now sin? What should you do for your brother and your sister? Comfort them. Don't kick them when they're down. And there's a lot of folk down and they're misled. But don't kick them when they're down, amen. What you need to do is go ahead and give them some comfort. What kind of comfort? Comfort of the Lord. Give them the word. How do you get there? How do you get there? You and I, we need to spend some time with the Lord. Write it, down. Spend some time with the Lord, amen. We need to spend some time in prayer. We need to spend some time meditating on God's word. We need some time practicing God's word. God, I'm going to trust you today. I didn't trust you yesterday, God, but I read in your word, oh Lord, that you would lead me and guide me. So God, I want you to order my steps today, God. I want you to direct my path today, God. I'm going to try you today. Spend some time with the Lord, some prayer, some meditation. Get into God's word. And if you don't have Christ in your heart, in your life, if you've not surrendered to him, give your life to Christ. I don't care how much time you spend in the church. I don't care how well you know the word. You may be very eloquent, but Paul says, I don't come with eloquent words. No, we don't use fits and words. We use nickel words that everybody can understand because everybody needs saving. And a lot of times we find folk using them, fit to send them $5, $10 words. Why? So they can look good. We ain't got to dress God's word up. We just got to make it pure and simple. Church, today, you're saved that you can help lead somebody to Christ. If you have your name already written in the Lamb Book of Life, you can help lead somebody. If God has comforted you and consoled you, you were confident that you can be comforting to somebody else. The Bible says, kind words, soft words, they turn away wrath. So when you give folk the word of God, trying to lift them and build them up, that turns away their wrath, and that helps them turn to God. That's what we're here for. We're not here to be a curse upon nobody. We're here to bless folk with the word and give them a knowledge of Christ. But Paul has been through a lot of things, as with a few other folk. But they got to the place, no matter what they had been through or what they were going through, they were bound and determined to bless God. The Lord reminds of a man by the name of Job. We're familiar with him. He had lots of trials. He had lots of tribulation. He had lots of bereavement. Lost his whole family, lost his wife all in a day. And what did Job do? The Lord giveth, the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul, in most of his writing, how did he start him? Regardless of what he's writing, how did he start him? Bless God. And all we do, church, we've got to find ourselves blessing God. Don't say, oh, I don't want to look holier than thou. So what you're saying is you want to look like the world? You want to be the world? What's going to happen when death comes knocking on the door, amen, and knocks on the wrong door because you look like somebody else? If you look like him, you're going to be like him. And my Bible tells me that God created us in his image. We say we're striving to be more like Christ. Christ was the great consolator. I mean, he was a great comforter. He is our comforter. Christ said it this way. When he is going to prepare a place for us, he's going, amen, and he may come again. He said, but if he don't go, the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, cannot come. He's here now. He's visiting us now. And those of us who are believers, he resides on the inside of us. And if he's on the inside of us, guess what? He's comforting us. And what should we do? Comfort somebody else. So, church, my challenge to you today, beyond getting saved, is I want you to comfort somebody. The one you feel like cussing out, the one you feel like talking about, the one you're tired of hearing them complain. I want you to pray for them. I want you to comfort them with the word of God. Why? Because God has comforted you that you may comfort somebody else. Father God, even now we bless your name and we pray, God, today that someone has been comforted through your word and that all of us as your people would be a comfort to those who need you, God, those who know you, those who are going through, and God, those who have even fallen down by the wayside, and even those who don't know you, Lord, that we may comfort them, that they may come and give their life over to you. We pray, God, this day that you just glorify thyself in Jesus' name. Save someone, God, in Jesus' name. Deliver someone today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, church, we talked about blessing God, about the God of all comfort, about your own tribulations, and then the troubles that other folk have. So you're in there somewhere, but in the midst of all of it is God. And if you're finding yourself in there, but you don't have a relationship with God, people can come, they can encourage you, they can comfort you to run on. But if you're not running with Christ, church, it's all in vain. So today, I would like to give you an opportunity to give your life over to Jesus Christ. He died for you. I don't care where you are today, what you're doing, what you have done. I don't care how you listen. You may be high as a kite, listen, but God pierced your heart. And you know that he's real. And today, you want him to save you. Let him save you. And I'm telling what he's going to do. He will deliver you also. So today, is there one of you who desire to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior today? If that's you, let us know on Facebook. Just hold your hand up. Amen. Send us a text. And we're going to pray with you now that you may be saved. Amen. Let us know. If you're saying, well, brother preacher, I'm on Facebook. I don't want anybody to know my business. Send us a text message, send us a phone call, and we'll make sure everything is confident. And then when the Lord gets you to the place where you want to let folk know what God has done for you, how he's comforted you, how he's delivered you, then you can share that with somebody else. But just let us know today. Amen? Amen. Let us bow our head. Father God, today, God, we realize that some have come. We may not know who they are. God, some, they're afraid to lift themselves up on the internet to say that they need salvation. But we ask God that you find them because you know where they are and you deliver them, God, and you save them and give them that heart and that mind to tell someone that on this day they gave their life over to Jesus. God, those who need a comforting word from you, God, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will send your word to them. Regardless of how and who you use or what you use, God, send your word to them today, God, that they may be comforted, God, that you may be glorified, Father God. We tell you, thank you, Lord God. And Lord God, please bring to our remembrance each time you have done something for us that we need to do for others, Father God. We bless you, and we ask it in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake we do pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, and God keep you. We pray that you receive God's word on today. But notice, as we get ready for prayer, Paul, as he preached the word, amen, he reflected on what God had done for him, how God had brought him through, amen. And he used that to tell other folk about what God would and could do for them. Church, God loves you, and God is going to take care of you. But you've got to trust in him, and you trust him by taking your cares to him. And when God has done it for you, you must reciprocate by doing for someone else. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord.